Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
We all try to do our bit for the environment, whether it's with recycling or installing double glazing. But is sustainability your number one thought when you buy a car or even a house? A study from the banking lobby group, the BPFI, suggests that's the case for only 32% of car buyers, way behind worries about price and reliability. In fact, the BER energy rating for our homes has dropped to only 40% in terms of importance. So does this mean it's more about the greenback than being green? Louise O'Mahony is the head of sustainable banking at the BPFI and is on the line. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Not too bad, Louise. Operating, so money matters more than the environment when it comes to big purchases.
Yeah, I don't think we're surprised at the findings. In fact, we see room for optimism here. We're hosting a conference today on sustainable finance, so we decided to take a look at the role of sustainability that it's playing for consumers when they're making big decisions on savings and investments and car purchases, as well as the energy efficiency of their homes. And yes, it's not surprising to us to find, of course, that cost is going to be a very big factor. You know, as you say, of 30% of adults who say they're planning to buy a car in the next year, which is quite a high amount, actually, 45% of those are planning to buy an electric or hybrid car, And of course, cost is the biggest factor there.
18%. They're not cheap.
Not cheap. No. 32 of respondents said that fuel emissions would influence their decision to buy, and we expect to see that percentage to grow over time. Like if we look at the other figure around saving and investments, it was really interesting to us that I think it was 70% of younger people said that when they're choosing a saving and investment product, they would choose one, they would want to make sure that they're enough choosing a product that funds economic activities that would have a negative effect on the planet.
Yeah. Now, your house is still the biggest purchase and the BER rating is important, but it's slipping back due to soaring house prices?
Well, I think it might be a function of the BER. Like, you know, I spend probably every day talking about the energy efficiency rating, but we only really think about when we go to buy a house or retrofit a house. But for lenders and others, that is becoming increasingly important because of regulation from Brussels around the energy rating of your home, which is what member states or government use to understand how much emissions are, you know, how much the built environment, like buildings, are contributing to global emissions. So I think in Europe, like 39% of all emissions are from the built environment. So understandably, consumers aren't thinking maybe about the energy efficiency of the home, and that's a function of a challenged housing market like we have here, where we're just so thrilled if we can find a house, you know.
Yeah.
But what is happening with lenders is driven by regulation and driven by the need to play a role in decarbonizing the economy, is that they are offering products and services to customers that when they are in a position to retrofit, that they can get better terms and can be supported. You know, you buy an old house, you know, after a while, you think about what you're going to do and you might be thinking about an extension or whatever it might be. And the lenders indeed, but not every, you know, also the grants that are available from government, because government are really ambitious here in their retrofitting plans. So the grants that are available, the support that's available, along with a discounted loan perhaps from lenders, will make a customer want to maybe go, they might decide to choose solar panels or, depending on their finances, do a bigger job.
Yeah,
and all that
finances
to decarbonizing.
Finances do matter. So even if you're getting 50% off from the government, and even if you're getting a low interest rate loan from the banks, it still costs thousands to upgrade your home. So some people say, listen, even unless I get 100% grant, I'm not going to be able to do it.
Yeah, there's a huge affordability gap here. Absolutely. You know, even with, as you say, even with the supports that are available, there is still an affordability gap. And we're hoping to see that the government will build on the great stuff they've done with SEAI in order to fulfill their targets. And we have suggested a number of recommendations around, you know, perhaps a stamp duty rebate or just more incentives in that way to make it easier for customers. And also to leverage those customers who might have savings, who are maybe maybe they can't afford it. Okay, obviously for most people it's cost. Maybe they can't afford it, but they don't maybe see the value to themselves of having a warmer home or having reduced costs and certainty over their costs as well. So there's certainly a lot of things that can be done. And we do think the new energy performance regulations from Brussels will really help with that, because member states will have an obligation to particularly for the worst performing buildings, let's say, in terms of energy efficiency, to act, you know, in the next few years to make sure that they do become more energy efficient.
Now, I see that younger people, 18 to 25 year olds, seem more prepared to aim for greener solutions above costs. This is, of course, before they take on a mortgage and before they start a family and before huge regular costs start leaving their bank account.
Yes, yeah, it's very challenging for younger people, but I think there is huge room for optimism in the fact that 70% of them are saying that they would like to know that financial product is sustainable. I think that's where the future is. The regulation's going that way. The banks have put in place a huge number of, as they in fact have to green their lending portfolios, it is really important to them that they bring all their customers with them. And it's really heartening to know that the awareness is growing among younger people who will be left to deal with the outcomes of climate emergencies in a way that maybe, well, I don't want to talk about you, but I myself may not get to see, but younger people will get to see. So there will be, we know there will be growing awareness of the urgency of this matter.
All right, Louise, thank you very much for joining us. That is Louise O'Mahony, the head of Sustainable Banking at the Banking and Payments Federation for Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.